Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is the future interest of the Cleveland Cavaliers? Are you worried?
Well, I don't know. Like, how did you guys gauge the interest in the 4 years that LeBron was in Miami?
Because you'd say LeBron and people would get in about LeBron. No matter whether, and honestly,
the interest was ramped up because people so badly wanted to see LeBron fail in Miami.
Two things. Yes to that, and the other thing is people want him to come back. But I used to get unsolicited phone calls at night where people go, "Ken, I'm telling you he's coming back." Out of nowhere. I'm telling you he's coming back. Because people would, because everybody talks outside of the NBA. And people would talk to local people. It'd be 2 years out, 2 years before. He wanted another NBA championship. I'm telling you, Ken, 2014, he's coming back. Was talking to my barber down in Akron. He's coming back. Like, people would call up and say that out of nowhere.
I wonder if when his career ends, if people will look back and consider, you know, having him for 11 seasons in a Cavaliers uniform and winning once, whether they'll consider that a big swing and miss, or whether that championship will still be seen as, you know, this beacon of great times in Cleveland. I wonder about that, because it seems crazy to have a player of that generational, you know, impact and to have only had one.
Doesn't that depend on how good people think Golden State was?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm sure to some extent. It may also depend too on whether the Browns follow up and win something in the near future, you know, and that, because then that championship doesn't necessarily stand there on its own as this, you know, singular achievement in Cleveland sports.
Does that conversation bother you as much as it does Anthony and I, that people say, even though it may very well be true, well, a Browns championship would be more than a Cavs?
Yeah, you know, I had a bunch of people telling me that when it was happening that the Cavs championship didn't mean nearly as much to them as something else would have, whether it was the Indians or the Browns. And I just found that hard to believe after waiting as long as people did here for a title. So I'll take that as a small sample size of, you know, old crotchety men.
Bud Shaw, join us on the hotline. I just think the NBA has this place where, in many ways, it's polarizing, because we all grew up with baseball. We know that this country, it has such a fervor over both college football and NFL. Anything football we love, it's why they're trying to sprout up other leagues. But when it comes to the NBA, it's a take it or leave it thing. I mean, people either love the NBA, they love what it's about, they love that it's all about the stars. They love watching the big moments, and they can tell you everything about big-time NBA Finals games. Or they're just like, nope, it's not what it was in the 80s when I first watched it, and it'll never be that again, and I hate it. Like, I don't see that polarization in baseball like it is in the NBA.
No, I agree. And I probably don't have a great sense for how people in markets, like, I heard people talking about, you know, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Toronto, those kinds of markets where, you know, free agents aren't lining up to sign there all the time. Because when, you know, I grew up in Philly at a time when the Sixers and the Celtics was like the biggest thing ever, you know, and it was, so I always felt like I was watching, you know, I was part of the haves, you know, it was easy to get into the NBA then. I could see why it's not quite as easy for people who feel like the success of their team and the future of their franchise, their organization is so dependent on whether you get not just one superstar, but you have to get at least another one, as we just saw in LA with this trade. You know, I mean, that it's hard to get excited if you're one of the teams that has trouble bringing those people in. And this city had trouble bringing that second or third guy in when LeBron was here.
Bud Shaw joining us on the show. Follow him on Twitter at Bud Shaw. Hey, who should I be rooting for, the Red Sox or the Twins in their series?
Yeah, that's a good one. I would say Red Sox, and I would say, it because I don't think that this ownership is going to chase a wild card. I think that's probably pretty obvious as I say it, but I think the only thing that gets, you know, them interested in adding at the trade deadline, or at least not selling at the trade deadline, is if that division title is still a reasonable possibility. So if that gets down to 5-6 games, then I think they may look at things a little differently. But right now, I'd be really surprised if they did anything except listen to offers for Bauer and Hand to start out with.
Has your perspective on the Indians changed at all with them winning series against the Twins, the Red Sox, the Yankees, and sweeping Detroit over the weekend?
I guess a little bit, but I want the front office to look at that, and I think they will. They're not going to just look at the record and say, look, we're playing better in June, let's go for it. But I think they're going to look at how are they playing better. What are the ingredients? You know, is it because Jose Ramirez is showing signs of turning it around? Is it because Clevinger comes back and is dominant? Is it because Bauer has reestablished his dominance? You know, if those kind of building blocks that they were counting on going into the season are suddenly all pointing in the right direction, then I think there's a reason to get maybe a little excited about what they've done lately. But if it's because, you know, Roberto Perez has hit a few home runs and guys that necessarily, you know, weren't figuring into this in the beginning of the season are contributing, it feels less legitimate to me.
But Shaw, join us on the hotline. Do you think that Bobby Bradley needs to get up here from Columbus to the big league club?
Yes. Yeah. And I, you know, we're talking about a manager here, and I'm not saying he doesn't have full authority on those kinds of decisions, but I mean, he's very loyal to guys, and you could find a spot for Bradley if you clear out center field right now, and maybe you don't use Jake Bowers at first base, and instead you use him in left or wherever you want to play him. If you actually want to keep playing him, and they say they do because he's only 23, but I mean, you have to try to find a spot for Bradley right now so that he doesn't come up here and sit and wait behind Carlos Santana for, you know, any playing time and at bat. So I think he should be up here. I mean, if this season is about chasing down the Twins, you need to be a little closer to them before you can make decisions based on that. You know, I'd say bring this guy up. Let's see what he can do. Mercado certainly has been somewhat successful since coming up, and this guy at least brings you some power. I mean, they're still like, what, 12th, 13th in the league in a lot of categories, even though they've been playing better in June.
Hey, Bud, what do you think the win-loss record for the Browns is going to be this year?
I think it's probably, if I had to say right now, I'd say 10-6, 11-5.
Okay, the reason I asked you is because the closer we're getting to training camp, the more I'm thinking, man, they're not going to be fooling anybody this year. I think the season is going to be harder than what we think.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, it sounds like a trite thing, but they've never been the team that anybody circled on their schedule, and that's going to happen to them now, you know, because of their talent, because of their some of the personalities on their team, and it's going to be a lot to ask for them to handle that on a weekly basis, playing primetime games, you know, again, new coaching staff, all that stuff. I think is not going to be as I know my former colleague Doug LeMaurice keeps, you know. I kid him because he was writing 12-4, 12-4, and that was before they got Odell Beckham. So I don't know what he was thinking.
Well, you remember when they were terrible. When they were terrible, there would still be games they were in because, you know it, as much as people preach, don't take anybody lightly. It's the NFL. Teams still take teams lightly. They still do it. And you know there's going to be one of these games on this schedule they're going to think is going to be an easy one, and they're going to find themselves in a dogfight, and they might find themselves getting upset.
Patriots do that every year.
Yeah,
right.
Always at the beginning of the year. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And there are certainly some challenges early in the schedule for these guys. I think if they can hold it together when it gets later in the season, then if I can remember the schedule correctly, I think you got the Bengals in two times in a three-week period or whatever late in the year. And that's not to say they're going to be terrible, but certainly this team would be favored to beat them and should beat them.
Bud, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you and yours, my friend.
All right, guys. Great talking to you. Take care.
The great Bud Shaw in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Am I being too fearful? You want to talk me back into the sense? Because I said at first I go 11-5. And honestly, I'm listening. I heard Joe Gibbs on a podcast, and he was talking about, man, after Super Bowls, it was so difficult because, one, they would play long into the season, and that teams would get up for them. And I know you haven't been in the postseason, but teams are going to be up for the Browns. There are teams who don't like – as much as we want to say it's only media guys, there are people out in the NFL who don't like Baker Mayfield, who want to destroy the Browns and Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham and want to put the Browns where they're at. And there were times where, yeah, you could sneak up on teams last year. I don't know if you can do that this year. And right now, as we get closer to training camp, I'm not saying this just for a hot take. Kind of hoping just give me 9-7 to make the playoffs and everything else will be great.
I'll tell you when you're going to change your mind on that.
Okay, when we come back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.